the wrong one. Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, insulation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. There we go.
Getting better.
Yeah. I slowed it down just a little bit too much there on the end. I wasn't too happy with that. That's all right. Good enough.
Is there a way to, like, label your buttons or something? Because you're
excuse
like,
me?
This button. I said button. I didn't say anything disgusting.
Huh?
I didn't talk about the size of...
Hey, let's... okay, are you getting an echo, Rich?
No.
Okay, and I've got him in C. Perfect. Thanks. All right, Renter's Roundup dude's in today, so see?
Yay! Thanks, Dennis.
That's right.
So we might... That's like a little tease. We might end up with a Renter's Roundup later on in the show. All right. Okay, so... Yay. This is my little story. We'll start, of course. Every Mr. Floor segment starts with my story.
Of course.
It seems okay. Okay, so where I slide my chair in and out at the kitchen table all the time, it's all scratched up there. Okay?
I'll see you Tuesday.
So then in my genius, okay, I thought, okay, I'm going to sand these areas down just a little bit because it's like it's through the finish. Mm-hmm. And then I bought some of the furniture refinishing repair stuff and tried that. So before it was like just a little off blonde color. Now it's nice black.
Nice. I'll see you Tuesday.
where those scratches were. So, you know, it's like a stain. It worked great on the furniture, and that's what I started with. I redid this end table that we have sitting next to the couch. Mm-hmm. And it turned out great. And I looked at the floor and went, maybe.
There's a slight difference between furniture repair and flooring repair. Yeah.
I took out all the water rings from where the kids set their cups on there. It cleaned it all up. It really looks sharp now.
So why is it different?
But it didn't work on the floor.
Why not? Why did it turn the floor black?
I don't know. It just stained into the wood.
Wood is wood.
Wood is wood. Yes. But you have to realize when you're dealing with floors, it's a matter of how the floor gets sanded, how it gets the coats get applied. You're dealing with age and all that kind of thing, as opposed to a small spot on a piece of furniture where you can rough it up a little bit and put a little bit of stain and it blends a little bit easier than mm-hmm. on a floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can typically kind of spray like a furniture polish or furniture restorer on furniture.
Right.
Because you're not really subjecting that piece of furniture to the same sort of wear and tear and sliding of chairs and even foot traffic. So it'll remain kind of in decent shape, you know, if it's an end table. But if you spray that product onto a wood floor, first of all, it's not going to penetrate down.
It did.
Oh, it penetrated.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
oh.
Because the finish
it turned it black.
Maybe penetrated a little too much. I don't know.
Oh, no. It did a good job of penetrating. It was down. It soaked right in there.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, if it's turning black, it's oxidizing.
Okay.
And if it's oxidizing, it could be a compatibility issue. There's the variety of things that it could be.
Right. Okay. So at what point is it good obviously I think I need to sand it. You can't like just come in because there's two, you can sand it down and refinish it, or you could like rescreen and just put another coat over top.
Right. Right. And we have these questions call in. People say, hey, I want to have a new coat put on top of my floor.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to identify if that's the proper thing, because typically a screen and recoat is more of a maintenance type thing. It's not a fix.
All right.
So it's in order to keep your floors looking good for a longer period of time, but it doesn't repair scratches, gouges, anything like that. All you're doing is refreshing the look of the floor with a screen and recoat or a buff-in coat. There's different terminology for that, but you really can't fix anything with a screen and recoat. Maybe some slight surface scratches, but that's about it.
But if it's through the finish,
yeah,
a screening's not going to work.
Yeah, typically not. So if it's through the finish, Ron, you're talking about a full refinishing. And you know, we get calls all the time. I just have one spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's by the chairs, it's by the entry, you know, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. And I just want to work on that spot. The problem with flooring is that it's continuous. And so we don't have a natural stopping point, so we can't come in and just treat a spot.
You could do a board.
We can sometimes try to avoid.
Yeah, you stop at the next board.
Yeah. You know, so it's a matter of blending. You know, we can physically do it.
Right.
But there's no way for us to blend it. And if we can't blend it, then, you know, you're sort of exchanging one problem for another, right?
So now the sheens aren't the
same. Exactly. The sheens are different. You know, wood has memory. So when we sand it, depending on the grit of the sandpaper that we use and how we treat that piece of wood, we can apply the same stain, the same coatings. The color can look different. The sheen can look different just by virtue of how that piece was treated.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have the ability to machine it the way we would want to machine it, you know, machining across the entire surface, that area will always look different. And there's just no way to blend it in. And we get those calls daily, you know, so we're constantly, you know, trying to sort of, you know, readjust, you know, people's expectations that, yeah, we can physically do it, but are you okay exchanging sort of one for the other?
Right.
Because you can't have both.
Right. And the other conversation we typically have when people want this type of a repair done is, we don't have time in a bottle, so we can't control sheen. Sheen is always going to be off. And then you have the oxidation situation where over time, it may look good now.
Mm-hmm.
6 months, a year down the road, it's going to oxidize, and then it's going to be a different color. So people typically don't have that conversation. Oh, yeah, I can make it look good. And when they walk out the door, it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to look great when we're done and
six
in the
months.
Future. Exactly.
Right. So the typical recommendation really is, so the question is, when should I sand? When should I just recoat my floors? Mm-hmm. So you should recoat your floors. We recommend recoating it, depending on use and depending on how much traffic you have in the home, every 3 to 5 years is the recommendation. And what that means is it's a one-day project. Furniture comes out. We basically screen buff the floors, apply a coat, and you go another 3 to 5 years. It could be longer depending on the amount of activity. If you don't do that, and if, let's say, you're in year 7 or year 8 or 9 or 10 or beyond.
Or 18.
Sounds like you're beyond. In that case, Ron, you're potentially talking about a refinishing. So we've got sort of two schools of thought here. One is do it periodically so you don't have to sand. Or the other option is don't touch it. And then in about 10 to 15 years, which is the average lifespan, you're going to be refinishing that floor.
Right.
So, you know, at some point you're going to have to do something.
Okay, so now, because I remodeled a room, moved, got it done, move on to the next one. So then each time I did that, one room I tried it myself, and I've done two rooms where I did it myself. And then after doing the second time, I got better, but I also learned, forget that noise. I'm calling somebody to do it. So then the rest of the house was done. So now I've got different finishes through different parts of the room because it was done at different times. Does that affect whether or not you can do a screening then?
I just want to verify something that you said. You did it yourself.
Uh-huh.
Did you just do the extra coat yourself, or did you sand it yourself?
I sanded it.
Okay.
The whole.
All right.
Did the whole kit and caboodle myself. Okay. And sometimes. Well, sorry, Rich. What was that?
Stupid.
You gotta know. You know, it's like I own a sander. I can do this.
Right. That was. You know, young. I was
yes.
like, hey.
And then you go. And it took you how many rooms to go? Nah, this
two.
Is not worth it.
Two 10x12 rooms, and I was done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it looks like I did it, because you can walk through the rest of the house, professionally done, and then you walk in these rooms, you're like, oh, man, what happened in here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you went further than most people do, Rob.
Well, I was a little hard-headed, you know. It takes me
at
a little
first
longer
you can't,
to learn.
You don't succeed, try again, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah, the first time's a learning experience,
right.
You know, and then you go on to the next one.
Yeah,
know?
Most of our clients will do a closet and give up, right? You actually did two full rooms.
Yeah.
So that's impressive, you know. That's
See, you would think you would do that room again if it looked that bad.
Right.
As opposed to just go to another room.
No.
He didn't have the fun doing it the first time.
Right.
So he's
it was, forget
it.
Nice.
That room's done. I'm not going back in there again. So can you screen, and if you've got different types of finishes.
Yeah.
Can you still just screen and put one thing, a new coat over all of it? Or is that going to make a difference?
Yeah, if the coating has been down, you know, a while, say, you know, a few months or longer, it's typically dry and cured.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's dry and cured, we can come in with our top coating and we'll prepare the floor. So we'll screen it, vacuum it, tack it, make sure it's ready to go, and then apply that coating. And that can sometimes even out the sheens and the finishes and kind of consolidate the look. unless the problem is within the sanding process. So if you didn't sand it correctly.
He sanded it correctly. He did it right.
Yeah, I did.
You've got like the ocean waves going on? Yes, okay.
My floor waves at you when you walk by.
Oh, very nice.
It's a very polite floor.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's why you guys got to love the rental joints, because you can go out and rent a drum sander. You can rent a big disc sander. Right. And
the edger and all that.
You could do some pretty good damage to your floor before calling you.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, because, you know, when you go to the big box stores and you rent those types of equipment, they don't maintain them. So if you could think about it, if we hit a nail when we're sanding, it can ruin the drum.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're replacing a drum. You think the big box stores are replacing drums all the time? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Yeah, or calibrating those drums, exactly. Or balancing those drums. I mean, this is where, that's right. So, yeah, we take a lot of time to make sure our equipment is in, you know, peak condition, because that is what will allow us to do a proper sanding, to mm-hmm. sand the floor flat and not have it wavy or any of those other things. So
right.
It's important.
So when you stain a floor, do you always do big boards, left hand, small boards, right hand?
Rich, would you like to clarify?
Karate Kid, paint the fence.
Oh, got it. Yes, wax on, wax off. I'm with you.
Yeah, you got it.
I was just going to ask quickly, can't I just squirt something on my floor once a month and instead of having you come out and put a coating of screening and putting a coat on? Isn't there something I can just squirt on the floor?
There are products that are available.
You probably sell them?
We don't, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, we don't.
What?
Yeah, we don't believe in those products. You know, a lot of the sort of like coating in a bottle type of thing,
yep.
where you squirt it,
yep.
for the do-it-yourself person.
Yep.
The problem with that is that there's no way to apply it evenly. There's no way to apply a consistent amount of it. And so what you're doing is you're squirting it and then you're kind of mopping it.
Yep.
Some of it comes off, some of it, you know, remains on the surface, but none of it penetrates down, which is why you're having to do it over and over and over again. When we do it, you're done for 5 years or longer, again, depending on how you maintain the floors. And obviously, we recommend using the Mr. Floor Cleaning products with the Robbie code.
Robbie.
but we always recommend doing it correctly and professionally whenever possible.
Got it.
Excellent. All right. Well, we got to go to break, and I appreciate your time again, guys. MrFloor.com for more information. We got some phone calls for you. You guys take them during the break?
Sure.
All right, cool. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.